Armadoxy for today. Masks. After trick-or-treating the neighborhood and snapping enough pictures to keep the memories going beyond the evening and the season, the custom of opening the bag, inspecting and sampling the treasures take place. The first step, though, is removing the mask. Remove the mask off your face to better enjoy the goodies. The masks we wear in life come in a variety of shapes and forms. The masks we wear at Halloween are celebratory. They are part of the fun and excitement of the evening. The most beautiful young face can be distorted into something so old and hideous, and vice versa. The masks we wear after Halloween, though, these ones are the ones that we need to examine, for they are easy hiding places for our true nature. We wear one mask at home and another at work. The mask we wear as a husband or a wife might be different from the mask that we wear as a friend. The one we wear as parent talking to our children might be different than the mask we wear speaking with our parents. One mask may be that of a boss, the other of a faithful employee, and so on and so on. We wear masks to fit the occasion. At the end of the day, we remove our masks, and usually do so in front of a mirror. What we see is the maskless self, the one that looks back at us, the one whose stare we cannot escape. When we see in God, we understand He has the unique vantage point of seeing through our masks, no matter how many they may be or how layered they are. In this sense, it's like the mirror stare, in that we can't escape His view. To open the bag of goodies of life and enjoy the treats within, that view, unhindered, unobscured, is the God view. That is the same view from a clean and receptive heart. Today we pray the prayer of Saint Narcissus. Lord, protector of all, instill your holy fear in me, that my eyes may not look lustfully, that my ears may not delight in hearing evil, that my mouth may not speak lies, that my heart may not think evil, that my hands may not do injustice, that my feet may not walk in the paths of iniquity, but direct all my actions that I do your will in everything. Amen.